A reading from the Gospel of Mark. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers and my sisters, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The mother of Jesus and his brothers and his sisters and his aunts and his uncles, sometimes it seems we get more caught up in just what does this mean, did Mary have other children, etc., etc. And we miss the beauty of the text. Jesus grew up in a regular old family. They played kickball and they had arguments, and maybe even the cousins got together on a hot summer day and set up a lemonade stand on one of the dusty corners of Nazareth and made a little bit of money to buy an ice cream or something. His aunts and uncles, they probably stayed up late at night and had a glass of homemade wine, told jokes, maybe they played cards or watched the stars. There was, of course, no American Idol on TV, no internet or iPhones to isolate themselves from one another. But I bet the stars were beautiful at night. I bet they loved to watch the shooting stars. The gospel tells us that the mother of Jesus and his brothers had arrived, probably at the house at Capernaum, where Jesus was gathered with some of his new friends. Just a few verses earlier, in the same chapter of St. Mark, we read, "When his relatives heard of the things he was doing and teaching, they set out to seize him, for they said, 'He is out of his mind.'" They didn't know what was happening to the Jesus that they knew. People were beginning to flock to him. They liked what he was saying. The same chapter 3 tells us that a large number of people came to him from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and even from Tyre and Sidon. He had cured many people, it says, and those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. Of course, some didn't like what he was saying at all. In verse 22, it seems that the folks from Jerusalem had showed up. Mark tells us that the scribes who had come from the Holy Office in Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and it is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." In other words, the folks at the corporate office were not at all thrilled with this freelancer who spoke off script and was getting a lot of attention in dusty, dirty Galilee. And now, to make things worse, his mom and his family members were out in the courtyard making a fuss. It's understandable. Jesus was causing quite a bit of a stir. "Oh, my son," she cried out, "he used to be so obedient and so good. He always said his prayers at night before going to bed, and now he touches lepers, and he doesn't follow the laws of the Sabbath. Son, come back home. You must not be eating well. Come home where it's safe. You can get a teaching degree at the local teaching school. No need to go so far from home." "Excuse me, Jesus, but your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside. Your mother is just a bit beside herself." Jesus had grown up in a big family environment in a small town. He knew what it meant to be family. He loved his family. And I think in that very moment, he was given a deeper insight into what his Abba in heaven was calling him to. John the Baptizer was leading a mini religious revival, a kind of salvation army of penitents. But in this moment, when his mother was pushing her way through the crowd of lepers and sick people, I think Jesus saw just what God wanted of him. We will be a family. My Abba will gather us all together, and we will be a family. With differences, with joys and sorrows, with healthy debates and disagreements, the occasional fight at the dinner table, with children and old people and strangers always welcome at the table. Yeah, we will be a family. One of the disciples drew near and whispered in his ear a second time, "Jesus, your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside." "Invite them in. In fact, invite everybody in," Jesus said. "Come on up here, Mom. I want you to meet the family. Whoever does the will of God is my mother and my brother and my sister." On that day, Jesus was beginning to understand what God was calling him to. All these people, what God wanted was a family, a human family, all these untouchable people. God didn't want a family of just perfect and pure people. He wanted a family of diversity and joy and struggles and forgiveness. Family that laughs and eats a meal around a table, a family where prodigal daughters and sons can come back home after going out to experiment with the wild world and all it offers. I think that when Mary finally reached Jesus, he simply turned her around to face the crowd, a very motley looking crowd, and said, "Mom, meet the family. All these people want to follow God, Mom. All these people want new life. They want to be well and they want to learn how to love one another. Who are my mother and my brothers and my sisters? All of you are. All of you who are thirsting for new life and who yearn for love. All of you who want to hear God's word and to put it into practice. All of you who have made mistakes and hunger for the mercy of God. Mom, our family has just become really big. Is that okay? Can you handle all these folks, Mom? Can I invite them home next Sunday for a meal together?" I think Mary looked into the beautiful dark brown eyes of her crazy son and smiled and said yes again. It was not the first time she had said yes, nor would it be the last.